There was video of a dude from New Zealand telling his buddies, we're thinking, here, hold my beer, and then launching himself off a boat at a killer whale.
There's one in front of you.
Oh. Where did it go?
I touched it.
Oh my God, it's behind you. It's behind you.
Did you get that?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
That is quite the story. So what is your best hold my beer moment? From Danny, when I was at an anime expo.
Oh, no.
My friends convinced me I couldn't do a push-up with a girl on top of me. Okay, I mean, I get that. Where, you know, if
like
we're
sitting
thinking,
on his back.
Yeah, if we're thinking cliches, anime, maybe, you know, a certain type of person, maybe not strength being the number one thing in their...
You're saying not a lot of buff people go to anime expos?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If we're following stereotypes.
Okay.
Anyways, Danny continues, asked a random girl to sit on top of my back, and I repped that out like it was nothing.
That's right.
That's right, Danny.
Because I'm a beast.
Robert said, best hold my beer moment. I took a group of my friends out axe throwing for one of their birthdays.
Oh, boy. Beer and axe throwing?
Yep. I was holding the baby.
Oh, my gosh.
At a far distance, was just enjoying being the fun uncle so everyone could throw axes, feel irresponsible for an hour. So out of nowhere, my best friends demanded that we have a competition to see who could hit the bullseye first. I get roped in, hand the baby off to his mom, grab the throwing knife. Someone yells, go. I literally hit the bullseye first throw, turned back around, picked the baby up before the other two even noticed they'd lost while throwing more knives.
Oh, my gosh.
I stopped there. Didn't do any more the rest of the day so I wouldn't ruin how cool that moment was with
yes.
a mess up.
No, you stopped there. Yeah.
You're like, yep, hold my beer. Here, whop.
Deuces.
There it is.
I'm out.
Oh, that's fun. 502-795-1997, your best hold my beer moment.
Yeah, Alex says, I don't know if this constitutes a hold my beer moment, but when I was about 17 years old, my family went to Colorado to ski and snowboard. I fancied myself a decent snowboarder. It was more a lack of fear than skill. I was going pretty fast down the mountain, and there were two girls beside me yelling back and forth about whether or not they should go off the upcoming ramp to do a jump.
Oh, wow.
I saw it in the distance.
Oh, here it is.
People were sitting watching people go off it.
Yes.
Some were hesitating.
Yes.
I saw I had a chance to go off without coming to a stop, so in hopes I'd be inspiring, I yelled over to the two girls, just follow your heart, and proceeded to full speed
yes.
off the ramp.
Yes.
Landed on my wrist.
Oh.
Needless to say, they decided not to do the jump, and I went down in the stretcher.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I did not go off nearly as triumphantly as our axe thrower.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. And then finally, Jack messaged. It was Halloween, giant house party. Rented a bouncing house for adults to play in, which, sidebar, that sounds fun.
Fun times.
Yeah. There were a couple kegs, great party. Guy says, hold my beer, climbs up a tree, gets on top of a two-story garage.
Oh, no, that's not a good
then
idea.
Then jumps through power lines,
oh, gosh.
Flips, and lands on the bounce house. Blows everyone away. Someone says they didn't see it, so
he did it again. Stop it. Stop.
What just happened? I didn't see it.
Oh, wow.
At least
he didn't, like, destroy the bounce house, because I was, like, really expecting them to say, completely punctured the bounce house. It was done.
Right. Yeah. He says,
that's a good bounce house.
Someone definitely could have gotten hurt that night.
But they didn't.
But they didn't.
But don't do that.
And that is your best hold my beer moment. I love that.
And that last one literally said, hold my beer.
He literally said, hold my beer. All right. Good stories. Thank you for that.